The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Across America, police are handing out 112,000 speeding tickets every day. Yeah, that's a lot of tickets. I'm like, where do they find the time to shoot people? And those tickets aren't going away anytime soon because these fines aren't just to punish you. It turns out local governments need that money to keep the lights on.
Traffic stops aren't always about safety or hunting contraband or crime. Some cities use traffic stops to raise money.
The cities and counties that are trying to use these schemes, trying to use these fines and fees to balance their budget, are basically charging a backdoor tax to poor people.
In the South, municipalities strapped for cash have been targeting the most vulnerable citizens, who are primarily Black and living under the poverty line. In Missouri, some of these municipalities generate anywhere from 20 to 40% of their total revenue by fining citizens.
That's right. These cities are filling their budgets on the backs of poor people. Yeah, so the next time a cop asks, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" you can be like, "Let me guess, the mayor wants a standing desk?" And getting fined is bad enough. But then they tack on a bunch of extra fees, payment plan fees, collection fees. One county even has a $51 processing fee. So it costs you $51 to give me a $30 ticket. How about you not giving me the ticket and you just save yourself $21? And let's say you're like a lot of people and don't have all this money just laying around. Well, in 14 states, your ass might be going to jail. Yeah, you heard me right. 14 states will send you to jail for being poor. And if you want to know what states those are, it's probably the ones you're thinking of. And guess what? You could come out of jail owing even more because they actually charge you another fee for going to jail. Like, that's so messed up. Okay, wait a minute. I'm in jail because I couldn't pay, and now you're charging me more for being in jail? You know I couldn't pay. That's why I was here in the first place. What, do you think I hit the lottery while I was in jail? But you know what? It doesn't have to be this way. A lot of other countries never fine you more than you can afford. They fine you based on your income. This makes it more fair, since billionaires aren't paying the same fines as people who work at the dollar store. And if you're thinking, that must lead to some expensive-ass tickets, you'd be right.
A man in Finland got caught speeding, and boy, did he have to pay up. Listen to this. A Finnish millionaire got a $58,000 fine for going 64 miles per hour in a 50 zone. While that seems kind of crazy here, over in Finland, speeding tickets are based on your income. The highest ticket so far was $103,000, a ticket given to a Nokia executive who made roughly $14 million that year.
I tell you what, we did that here. That would make me start putting those quarters in the parking meter. Look, if the ticket is meant to punish you, it should feel like a punishment. $30 for a rich person is not a punishment. Rich people don't even know money goes that low. If you ask Jeff Bezos for $30, he'll be like, do I just rip a corner off of this $100 bill? So long story short, stop using poor people as your little take-a-penny jar, especially over small shit. If anything, we should be doing the opposite. I propose every highway should have a broke lane. Do what you want. Do what you want to do on the broke lane. Busted tail light, expired registration, dangling muffler, who cares? You can haul ass in the broke lane, because you got to get from your second job to your third job. I don't care. Do whatever it takes. But if you get caught in the broke lane talking about, well, I'm trying to get to my squash game at the country club, then the officer can say, ooh, I'm gonna have to tase you. And the electricity has a $51 processing fee.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.